This is the School Success Podcast, a podcast for school leaders to learn from other school leaders what's working and what's not, and to get inspiration and encouragement, as well as strategies to grow school enrollment, connect with families, retain teachers, recruit teachers, and everything in between. You guys are heroes, and I cannot thank you enough for pouring into this next generation that's coming behind us. My goal is you will take at least one thing away from every episode that you can take back to your school to make it better than it is right now. Please enjoy the School Success Podcast. Hey, school success makers, welcome to another edition of the School Success Podcast. I'm your host, Mitchell Slater. I'm joined by a new friend of the great state of Minnesota, Catherine Schultz. She's the founder and CEO of Three Dimensional Worldview Survey, as well as the associate headmaster at Schaefer Academy. She's doing some really cool stuff. I really love what she's doing with her survey, which we're going to dive into that on today's episode. But before we do that, we are going to highlight our amazing sponsors over at America's Christian Credit Union. This year, they're celebrating 65 years of service, and they provide essential school banking services and a sweet tuition financing program for schools looking to reduce their risk and administrative burden. So if you're a Christian school listening and you have a hard time collecting all of the tuition that's owed to you, and maybe at the end of the year you've only collected 95%, 98% because some of the families haven't fully paid their tuition, you most definitely need to sign up for their tuition financing program. It doesn't cost your school anything. In fact, your families are the ones that get a tuition financing loan through the credit union. They pay it just like they would a car payment, but you as a school get all your money up front and you don't have to chase people the rest of the year. And again, it doesn't cost you anything. So please reach out to them, check out what they're doing. You can check it out online, americaschristiancu.com/schools. That's americaschristiancu.com/schools. All right, as we jump into today's episode, I'm going to pass it off to Catherine to introduce herself. So Catherine, welcome to the podcast today.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
It's going to be fun. So real quick, I'm going to ask this question before we dive in. So you're living in Minnesota. I always ask the first question of, if I was to come visit your area of Minnesota, which you have to share about whereabouts that specifically is what would you say, Mitchell, you got to do this to have the full Minnesota experience where you are?
Well, I am in Rochester, Minnesota, which is in the southeast corner of the state, about 80 miles from the Twin Cities. So if you're coming to Rochester, there is a high likelihood that you're actually coming to the Mayo Medical Clinic, either as a potential staff member or a fellow or as a patient. We actually have millions of people come through Rochester every year for clinic treatments. So most likely you're going to spend your time downtown, but I would just encourage you to wander around downtown and experience the hospitality of Minnesota with the various local businesses that are there. And then if you have time, or if you're coming for some other reason, or you've moved here with your family to be on staff at Mayo, get out of the city and experience the beautiful countryside here. Rochester is in what's known as the Driftless region, which is the area that didn't get taken down flat by the latest glaciers. So most of Minnesota is flat farmland, but Rochester has a lot of hills and valleys between here and the Mississippi River. And we're just about an hour drive from Lake Pepin, so you could take a nice summer or fall drive around the lake and enjoy that. And of course, there's all the winter sports activities that come with the snow season that we get here too. So plenty to do.
Well, and is there a food I need to try? Hey, this is what Minnesota's known for. What's
You know, the biggest food things in Minnesota are hot dish and casserole. And so I think you can probably get that from grandma more effectively than anything you try here.
All right. I'll put it on the list. I'll just take what my grandma makes me. I love
That's
it.
Right.
Well, dive in. Let's hear a little bit about Catherine, your background, how you got to where you are today, how you decided to start the survey that you're doing, as well as some of your work as the headmaster, the associate headmaster sure. that you're doing right now.
So Schaefer Academy is a K-12 classical Christian school, and I've been here since 2006. Before that, I was at two different Christian schools up in the Twin Cities. And about 15 years into my teaching career, I decided that it was time to look in earnest for advanced degree studies. And I found a program that would get me specifically Christian school leadership master's and doctorate. So I went into that program at Regent University in Virginia Beach. And through the course of that process, I focused my attention on biblical worldview. So I've been interested in that through my experience in all these Christian school years and wanting to work with people to help develop it. But what I realized in the course of that study was there really wasn't a tool that schools could use to help figure out where their students were in their worldview development. And that was especially because my understanding of worldview through my research expanded beyond just what we believe or know or think into a three-dimensional understanding of worldview. And so they can think about that in terms of beliefs and behaviors and attitudes. What we think and know affects what we do. What we do actually forms what we think, know, and believe. And all of those things are wrapped up in our attitudes and our heart orientation about the Lord and about things of what we're learning and everything that we're doing. So it's all tied together as a part of worldview. And my survey is designed to help schools measure all three of those dimensions.
Man, and is that just for students, just for parents, all of the above, staff, everybody?
All of the above. Pretty much seventh grade and up, just based on the reading level of the survey terminology and vocabulary. You wouldn't want to have it too young for students to not understand, but it's appropriate for middle school, high school, college, and adults. So some people have used it at colleges as a means of assessing worldview as part of sort of a seminar setting. Some Christian schools are using it as a pretest, post-test for their middle and upper school program. So it can be done that way. And I'm working with schools who are interested in using it as student and optional parent to see if there's a connection there that they can help families as well in their development of biblical worldview in their students.
So that was my next question. So is there people that if I know my son is four, but if I wanted to say, oh, you know what, I want to do this just for my son when he's older, does it make sense for a family to use this survey? Is it really based on like the numbers? And so schools get it so they can use it for teaching, or can mom and dad use it for their one kid, two kids? What's kind of the model for it?
So mom and dad could use it, or a very small group of adults could use it and use it for just self-reflection. I just want to be really careful, and everything that is on the survey site and the follow-up material says, this is not a spiritual report card. Right? I do not have the qualifications to determine if you are going to heaven, if you are really loving Jesus. I can't do that with words that I ask you and you respond. That's something that has to happen between you and Jesus himself. Right? That relationship is much more powerful than anything I can provide. It's designed to provide a place for you to think about where you might want to develop in that relationship with Christ. So using it as an individual can help just understand, oh, well, it looks like my beliefs are in really great shape, but I'm not following through in my behaviors. Or, man, I got all the right things in place for my actions, but I don't know anything about why. I don't have any of the attitudes that go with that. I do it reluctantly. So all those things can just come to the conversation internally or in small groups or in large groups. So it can be used by an individual or by groups.
So it could be used then by churches to just kind of assess like
absolutely
the group or assess.
That's right. Yeah. So I've had some churches who've contacted me about that. I'm working with them to see how to make a good fit for that. And again, that's a great place to use it because it's a place where we're supposed to be developing a worldview. And man, if we know we aren't, then let's actually do something to effectively stimulate maturity in our students, both in the church and in the home and the school.
Yeah. So obviously, you know, you started this because you saw a need. So I'm sure that you saw some schools, specifically, obviously, Schaefer, the one you're at right now, but just challenges that schools are up against that obviously made you want to create this in the first place. What were some of the main ones that you kept seeing that you're like, man, I'd love to try and solve something? Were there regular ones you kept seeing that made you want to create the survey? And what were those challenges?
So it really started because I saw a lot of schools saying on their websites, or school organizations saying on their websites, we develop a biblical worldview in our students, or we want our students to graduate with a biblical worldview or a Christian worldview. And it just became clear that was a high priority for people to declare, but there wasn't a great resource to help them know if they're actually effectively accomplishing that in their mission, in their activities. So I wanted to meet that need. So that's really the primary one. Then there's some additional benefits because now a lot of accrediting agencies like ACSI or ACCS, the Association of Christian Schools International, or the Association of Classical Christian Schools, which are Schaefer Academy's two affiliate organizations, but others as well, that they are saying as part of their accreditation process that they want schools to demonstrate that they're actually accomplishing this spiritual formation or development of biblical worldview. So I'm working with several schools that are going through that accreditation process right now and using this resource as a means of saying, well, how are you doing? And what do you want to grow in the next time we come back and review your school? So it's a great tool.
I love that type of stuff. I know there's lots of different tests out there, personality tests, love mm-hmm. language tests, all these different things that people can do. And I love those things just to help you understand yourself better mm-hmm. to know, oh, if I don't know, how am I supposed to treat it? If I don't know, yes. how am I supposed to, you know, tell people? And so remember my wife and I we were doing premarital counseling before we got married. It was taking the love language. The test was the first ones to go, oh, that's mm-hmm. how you feel love. This is how I feel loved. And so I kind of relate this to, again, I know there's lots of them out there, but this one specifically to go, okay, this one's aiding to one specific thing that you can see, like, what is your worldview and how are how do you help make it better? Like, yeah, it's like great information, but it's also what do you do with that information? So when they finish this test, you give it to them. Is there like at the end going, here's the three things we recommend, read this book or work on this one more. Like, what's the next steps after somebody takes one?
Hey, School Success Makers, just a really quick break to highlight one of our amazing sponsors, and that is ClassReach. Now, ClassReach supports schools of all sizes from application to graduation. Take charge of your school with ease, power, and mobility using ClassReach, the school management software administrators and teachers love using. You can get your free demo at classreach.com. That's classreach.com. They are amazing people, and they provide this amazing SIS software for you to keep track of your students' grades, communicating with families that are enrolled, and a whole bunch more. So again, check it all out on their website, classreach.com. They are awesome. All right, now back to the show.
So presuming that you're doing this in a group setting, because most of your listeners are going to be in school settings, I'll speak to that primarily. The school would get individual reports for each student or teacher who completed it, and then also a group report that is a compilation of that. So the individual report is going to say which of the students' worldview areas is their highest and lowest, and give some suggestions and some next steps of, okay, if your highest is in beliefs, maybe you want to think about putting that into practice, or maybe you want to think about developing your attitude. If your lowest is in your doctrinal area, maybe you want to shore that up, and here it'd be just a good encouragement to do that. So it gives that an option to say, what would the individual benefit from paying attention to? Then the school is going to get a report that would allow them to not only look at the individual results, but to say, oh, as a school, it looks like our students overall have strengths in one of the areas and weakness in one of the areas. What could we do in our program to develop that? So my main focus is really in the assessment side of things. And I have partner organizations that I can work with, as well as just websites and books and resources that way that I suggest for people according to which of the areas they're wanting to focus on next, and help them to get connected with those resources and those people.
Perfect. So you obviously have the challenges that we talked about. What are some of the things maybe you've seen going really good? And mm-hmm. Is there a correlation between what you've seen in schools that they're doing really well that comes out inside of this survey? Is there any correlation there? We're like, oh man, sure. This is coming out. And then what do they do with that information that is really good?
So the most exciting things I think are happening at two of the schools I work with. One is a university professor in Alberta, Canada, who works through this with a freshman worldview class. They do a little bit of instruction about halfway through the class. They take the survey, and then the students write a response reflection paper on a few of the questions that they had that were misaligned with a biblical worldview. And they're exploring where did that come from and what are the influences in their lives that are probably the reason for why they're misaligned and what they want to do about it next. So I think it's really encouraging to see individual young adults saying, I really want to grow in my faith. I now know what I want to target, how I want to focus my attention, and to equip them then to take the next steps of that and be deliberate and intentional about that. I think a lot of attention in the church generally, and in Christian schools, we want to bring people to faith. And this is a place where we can say to them, all right, you're in the faith now. Maybe you even grew up in the faith. Let's help you grow in your faith to strengthen and become more mature in your faith, to love Jesus more deeply, to carry out what it is he wants you to do as an expression of that love, to be confident that you know the word and what the implications of the word are in a modern world.
Awesome.
Then the other school that I get excited about is a K-12 school in Florida that uses the survey as a exit survey from eighth grade and an exit survey from 12th grade. Gives them a chance to see kind of where they've brought their students up through eighth grade, and also to target what they want to do with them in the high school years, high school program. So they're using that more as a program evaluation to say, with this particular group of students, it looks like we really want to grow in this area, and we want to tackle some program improvements in our school in these particular things. So I'm excited to see both the individual and the institutional impact of it.
That's awesome. And if somebody's listening, school or church or just random person listening to it, and they want to take this, where do they go? How do they go about finding out more and taking it?
So the easiest way to do it would be just go to the website 3dworldviewsurvey.com, and you'll just land on a page that gives you a chance to take it as an individual or get more information if you're interested in using it with your school.
That's awesome. So now you've worked with schools, and you've worked obviously with the one at Schaefer and the ones that have used your survey. I always ask the final hoorah question, if you were to give a piece of advice for those that are listening, mm-hmm. it could be anything, but if you were to share a piece of advice, what would that piece of advice be?
Well, I think if I pull these two ideas together, this worldview survey and the school work that I do, I would just be saying, you know, listen to Paul's question, test yourself to see if you're in the faith. Start with yourself. Is your own worldview actually aligned with the Bible? And if it's not, what steps are you going to take to get it there? Because Jesus also tells us the student, when he's fully mature, will be like his teacher. So we want our teachers to be the kind of people that we want our students to become. Whether you're a school leader over teachers like I am, or a teacher over a classroom like my staff is, or a parent in a home, church youth leader, any of those things give you an opportunity to become the role model for others. We know that people listen to what we say and watch what we do. So we want to put that into practice so that in our own lives, we have the right direction for them to follow.
So true. 100%. Well, Catherine, mm-hmm. I love that you created this. I love that it's solving a problem that obviously people are having. And not only the problem, but they have the solution. Like, learn about yourself better, that you can take these things and make yourself better and learn more about yourself. So I encourage everybody who's listening, go check it out on her website, 3dworldviewsurvey.com, and go take the assessment and find out a little bit more about yourself. So Catherine, wishing you nothing but the best at Schaefer, as well as with your survey as you continue to grow it. And obviously here's a resource for you if there's any good thing I can do to help you out, but thanks for taking time out of your day today.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Well, another huge shout out and a thank you to Catherine for taking time and being on the podcast today. I love what she's doing over at Schaefer Academy, as well as her worldview survey that she's doing. And again, her plug for that website URL, guys, is 3dworldviewsurvey.com. You can go over there and take that assessment either individually or inquire about having your school, your small group, whatever it is, take that survey. It is really incredible what she's doing and what she's created. So go make sure to check that out. Now, some great ways to connect with us here at School Success, a few different ways. Please go to our website, schoolsuccessmakers.com. We have the School Success Report, top right corner currently, that you can sign up for our newsletter that comes out weekly. So click that button, put in your email, your name, let us know who you are. So that is there free of charge. We want you guys to get connected and get some great articles that we've created in the team. Something we want you guys to be able to get on a Monday at the beginning of the week, to have some different articles to read, see what's going on in the school world. We're also going to do some really cool giveaways and different highlights and things with the report. So please go sign up for that. We also have our free community on Facebook called School Success Makers. I'm personally in that community. Would love to see you in there as well. So make sure you go join that School Success Makers community on Facebook, private group just for school leaders. And as always, if you guys have any questions, comments, concerns, ideas, please send those to us through a message on our website so we can check that out. Maybe there's some people you would recommend we interview on the podcast, or maybe you think you'd be a good fit to be interviewed on the podcast. Let us know that as well. We'd love to hear from you. And I think that's it. So we'll be back here next week with another amazing guest as usual on the School Success Podcast. We'll see you then.